You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Kasama ko ngayon, Anzac Day. Dalawa sa mga kababayan nating naglilingkod sa atin dito sa Australia, si Corporal Juan Carlos Calixto at si Private Maria Concepcion Thongson, o Cara for short. Magandang araw, JC at Cara.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning.
Salamat sa panahon ninyong dalawa.
No worries.
Salamat.
Yan. Si JC kasalukuyang on duty, kaya sa telepono natin siya makakausap. Pero ang kapatid niyang si Cara ay kasama natin dito sa studio. Una sa lahat, JC, kung di ako nagkakamali, last year ba o last year, nakasama ka namin din Anzac Day matapos yung parada.
Siguro last year yun.
Last year, hindi ba? So,
last year.
Sasama ka ba sa parada ngayong Anzac Day muli?
Hindi po, pero pupunta ako ng dawn service in the city. So kasama yung mga kasama namin sa church.
So gaano kahalaga para sa mga veterano o mga naglingkod na dumalo sa dawn service? Kasi napapansin ko kahit ang aga-aga, punong-puno yung mga ganong service sa iba't ibang bahagi ng Melbourne. Oh, sa Australia pa.
Hindi naman ganun paaga, siguro.
Para sa akin, maaga yun.
Maaga ba? Importante naman siya kasi, siyempre, parang respeto sa mga sundalong. It's important that, you know, we attempt or try to attend or at least be part of the Anzac Day services, we say, because it's a sign of respect to those who have come before us, the soldiers of before, those who have sacrificed, the ultimate sacrifice in life.
Ikaw, Cara, nakadalo ka na?
I have attended a few services before, so I attended last year's dawn service in my unit, and this year I'll be marshalling in the city. So I'll be helping direct people, and I'll be attending, if I can, the dawn service in my unit tomorrow, depending on the timing, so when I need to leave for my other duties as well.
What did you feel when you attended your first dawn service?
It was pretty touching. It was nice to see. My first dawn service was actually in the city, here at the Shine of Remembrance, and it was quite touching to see how many people attended, to pay their respects to the people who've lost their youths and lost their lives and lost family members. It was quite, I guess, emotional. I would try to put myself in the shoes of the people whose stories they told during the dawn service.
So your kuya, si kuya mo, nag-serve siya ng tatlo or anim na beses sa iba't ibang lugar, hindi ba? Kundi ako nagkakamali, JC.
You mean deployment?
Napunta ka na sa Iraq, sa Solomon Islands, sa East Timor.
Oh, tama.
So ikaw, Cara, hindi ka pa na-de-deploy?
Reserves do get deployed as well, but because I've only been in the army for 3 years, I've only been
Ni mo pa na fulfill yung requirement.
Yeah, exactly. Ah. Well, I only have fulfilled the requirements just last year. So it's just taken me a while. And now it's just a matter of getting more experience and having the time to actually go out on deployment, depending on my schedule in uni as well as like my other work as well.
So nag-aaral ka habang reserve ka?
Yes.
At nagti-training para sa reserve.
Yes.
Bakit mo inisip na maging reserve? Sinundan mo ba yung yapak ni kuya? Or?
Sort of. I think it started off, my introduction to army life was from Manong. He trained me and my sisters when he first arrived in Australia, like we were his soldiers, like under his command. we hated it at that time. Like he gave us tasks that like seemed pretty impossible at first, and he really pushed us to push ourselves. So that's why we hated it at that time. But in retrospect, I do appreciate it because I kind of built my character, and that actually helped me in my recruit training when I did join. So that influenced my decision in joining and like just my enjoyment of just the challenges around the army.
Nakakatakot ka pala maging kuya, JC.
Hindi naman.
No, it's tough love. It's not. It's good.
So pinapamarcha mo ba sila?
No.
At saka nagsisquat ba sila?
For training siguro, exercise, but that was before.
That was before.
They're all grown ups now.
So nung bata, bakit mo ginawa yun nung bata? Sila para ba pag may nanligaw, alam nila yung gagawin nila? O pag may nanligaw, matakot sila sa'yo?
No. Well, the reason is so that they'll be challenged in life. It's a good opportunity to train oneself mentally, physically. And something that I've managed to learn when I was doing my training in the Army is that you have to be mentally tough, and when you're given tasks, it's you have to try your best, your 100%. Although it may be seemingly impossible, there's that mental drive will make you survive a situation, a given situation.
So has that
and that's
helped?
What I was trying to impart. Yeah.
Has that helped you in helping your sisters get used to life in Australia?
Not quite sure about that, but in a way, perhaps.
Kara, did it help you adjust? Because you came here year 7.
Yeah, that's correct. I wouldn't say it helped me adjust to life in Australia. I think it helped me to prepare for life in general a bit more, though. I don't know if there's a difference, but it kind of toughened me up a bit, I think.
Ikaw ba yung bunso? Youngest?
Yes, sorry.
So anong sabi ng nanay mo nung sinabi mo na magre-reserve ka din?
She was pretty supportive. She was like, yeah, that makes sense. Because I was in cadets before, so that was 3 hours a week for me of, a three-hour activity, like, every week. And my dad would drop us off there, and it would kind of cost money. It was for free, but we had like initial costs and stuff. So joining the reserves is actually just kind of a rational decision for me, because then I would just spend the 3 hours but get paid for it. So in that sense, like she's very supportive of it. Because I guess it just made sense. And you know, it's a job. It's just another job.
So when you were a teenager, you were spending 3 hours of your free time training as a cadet.
Yeah.
Why? I mean, a lot of teenagers will say, I'd rather watch the movies, hang out with my friends. But you gave 3 hours of your life and free time every week for a certain period of time.
Yeah. It wasn't, I don't know. I guess I found the discipline and the skills that we gained in those activities, I found them fun. And it kind of gave me like a sense of responsibility when I was in cadets, I guess. I was also able to experience a lot of things that I wouldn't have gotten anywhere else. So I was able to like fly a plane, for example. And I wouldn't have gotten that anywhere else, really. So I guess I just enjoyed that. And I enjoyed being able to like meet other people and go on activities and have the discipline and yell at other kids now.
Ikaw,
I got to.
JC, anong feeling mo nung nakita mo na si Kara sumali ng cadet and eventually nag-reserve?
Well, as a brother, and I don't get any family members at all in the Army or in the Defense Force. It's a proud moment. You know that they're going to go through what you're going to go through. They're going to face the challenges that you faced. And they're going to gain friends, new friends. And that support, they're going to gain new experiences as well when they're in, and opportunities that that will arise for them professionally and personally. So I was quite proud.
So, syempre, yung reserve, madedeploy sila. Hindi ka ba nangangamba sa pending deployment ng younger, ng bunso ninyo?
Yeah, look, in all honesty, there is always that thought. But it all happens to everyone, you know. They say that's the that's a definite thing that will happen in life, is that things will happen. So worry is not going to do much, you know. Worry, what for? So I encourage anyone, even other family members or people her age, to, and my age, to give it a try, give it a go. It will offer unique opportunities to develop you as a person. And it's serving the country in itself. You're doing something. I mean, everyone's doing their part.
You've been to Iraq, Solomon Islands, East Timor, and Darwin. And when you say Iraq, I would think magulo doon, marami kang nakitang di maganda. How do you cope when you come back to normalcy, ika nga?
There's two services. I did two deployments with reserve as well. So I did the deployment in East Timor and Solomon Islands with the reserve. And before, when I was in the regular army, when I was posted to Darwin, I was serving in the Middle East. It was an eye-opening experience. Medyo magulo. There's that uncertainty. Every time you step out on patrol, there's always uncertainty whether you're going to be a target. And certainly we've been attacked before, but to come back, the best coping mechanism is, you know, for me, it's prayer, the people that support me, family and friends, and also most importantly, my colleagues that have been with me through thick and thin in those situations when life is at risk. So it's important to keep in touch with people that have been there and support them as well, not only for oneself, but for them, because as we know, and I have had members where I call them family members, but colleagues that have slipped down into that road of, you know, that you can't go back to, which is quite sad. But that emphasizes the importance of keeping in touch and thinking about other people as well.
So what do you do when you find a friend or a colleague experiencing hardship in life after, or when they've come back? Is there like support group or?
There is a support group. I have a friend. He runs one of the major support outside the army groups, Christa Christensen. He's based in Queensland at the moment. I think it's Survive is the group, but there's a few other groups out there, and it's about getting people back on track mentally, physically as well, because the damage is not always visible. It's not always, you know, a lost limb or, you know, an impairment that you get from the battlefield, but it could be mentally from the things that you see and experience. And coming back into the real world can be daunting for some. For me, I'm pretty blessed that, you know, my support system is strong, family, friends, that there's always someone that says, hey, how are you going? Or even for me to think about others, that keeps me away from that. You know, there's no absolute answer to it. But there are support groups out there.
From one, let's say, very unpredictable job, 18 years in the Defense Force, now you're in Victoria Police.
Yeah.
Hindi ka napapagod at hindi ka pa rin, you know, parang gusto ko naman ng mas safe na trabaho, sa opisina lang. Because I learned that you were supposed to study arts at Victorian College of the Arts.
Yeah. Hindi mo naisip, before the army.
Yeah, hindi mo naisip na mag-aral na lang ako. Tapos I'll pursue my, you know, interest in the arts. Pero gusto mo pa rin ng ano? Action.
Well, I wouldn't say gusto. I think we all have our role in life, but I think there is a point where you go, okay, well, where am I leading to? And that's, I firmly believe that a higher entity, let's call it God, I'd say, because that's what I call it, him, has led me to this, because I'm here for a reason, and it's not for myself. You know, it's not always for ourselves. You know, I enjoy arts. Don't get me wrong. I enjoy good music. I enjoy painting. I enjoy
photography,
art, visual arts, and photography. Exactly. But I guess my path at this point in life is this.
Ikaw, Kara, nag-aaral ka pa rin?
Yes.
Kinatapos mo ang iyong Sustainable Systems Engineering and Industrial Design.
That's correct.
Wow. Yeah. So is this something that you will do after you have served? Or are you thinking of like your brother going and enlisting as well?
Well, what I'm studying now will probably lead me more towards an engineering job or a design job, or hopefully both. It seems likely for me right now to work as an engineer for the Department of Defense, because I'm getting some work experience there now.
So you can do that as well?
Yeah, so I can still have my Army Reserve. I can still keep that job, that part-time job, because it is a Tuesday night thing. So it's either a Tuesday night thing or a weekend, one weekend every month, or it could be like some exercises every now and then. And it still... I can still work around that, even with a full-time job.
And I learned that if you get deployed somewhere, your company can't terminate your employment. Instead, that they need to support your deployment.
That's correct. Yeah, that's correct. So I believe it's a fairly new policy now that employers can no longer hold that against you, which I think is great. And it's comforting to know that Defense will have our back as well for our service for them. Yeah.
Maraming salamat, JC at Kara, sa panahon ninyo at sa servisyo ninyo para sa mga mamamayan natin.
No worries.
Walang anuman. It's a pleasure.
Yeah, definitely a pleasure.
Hear more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.